Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us. Thank you for hanging out with us thus far. We got a whole lot of great show that we're going to continue to do for you, man. We got your all-new Idiot Award.
So this one is somebody who got caught red-handed, Big. And, you know, we always talk about these Ring cameras on houses and, you know, surveillance cameras. What about cameras on cars, bro?
Hey, man. But you know what he did for people?
Yeah.
He paid a tuition into the School of Experience because once we get this Idiot Award, there's a lot of people that didn't know that.
Yes. Okay.
Trust that, man. And also, man, we got an all-new celebrity hookup up in here.
Oh, Big, it's so complicated. I'm going to need a map for you guys because it was a former couple. They broke up, but they got new people. But I swear they're trying to be a little petty with this. But also, this one couple is so out there. I never would have thought that they would be together.
Really?
Yes. Damn.
How many couples are we talking about?
Seven, one, two, three, technically.
All righty. And also, man, $1 billion weed bust.
Yes, man. Crazy. Anybody missing 34,000 pounds of weed? Anybody?
Man.
Anybody out there in California?
Hey, man, it's huge. With that, it's about to be bad.
Yeah,
if they grab that much, there's people now in the dispensaries, whoever they were selling to.
Whoever they were selling to.
And the prices are going to look crazy.
They're going to be too damn high.
And the government going to figure out a way to get it back in.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much. Like, man, they're not going to
burn this stuff up.
Nope.
Even Gavin Newsom probably smoking on something right now. Like, man, what am I going to do about this?
The Cali weed.
Yeah, man, I got to have it. And also, in case you missed it.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat up in here.
We got to talk about her working with The Weeknd because she told you how that came about in her relationship.
Yeah, man.
And how important that song You Write is with him.
Hey, man, I love her.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? And I haven't dug deep enough to see why everybody was doing the cancels and all. Because I just kind of look at certain things on the surface. And, you know, I don't spend my life trying to look at what's going on with other people's lives. But my relationship with her, I like her.
Yeah, I love your interview with her because everything, she's so genuine in the way you guys talk. You learn so much about her and her I just love her.
I can't wait till she come back in, though.
You
know what I'm saying? When she come back in. But we got in case you missed it with Doja Cat, y'all continue to hang out with us right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood phone tap on the 10th time right here, man. This is Barbershop Arson, all righty? Now, I called Nick. Nick used to work at a barbershop that I still have a barbershop, but I'm not, like, close to it.
Yeah.
But when I was a little bit closer to the barbershop, I hit up Nick, and I told her, I said, you know what, Nick? I said, the barbershop's not doing well. I'm losing money on the barbershop.
No.
I need you to help me out. I need you to set the barbershop on fire so I could do this insurance claim. Did she do it? I don't know.
Oh,
Let's go to get into your phone tap right here. Big Boy Neighborhood. Love you, Nick.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Yo, Nick.
Hey.
Big Boy, what's going down?
Chilling.
Speaking to you on some real stuff, the shop hasn't been very profitable for me. When I came down last week and I gave you those clippers, the clippers have a reverse charge that's in them.
Okay.
What's going to happen around probably 30 minutes after you plug those clippers in, it's going to short out the electric socket that it's in. I need you to help me set the shop on fire for this insurance thing that I'm trying to do.
I can't do that. Like, we'll lose lives up in that.
No, because it's not going to be that kind of fire.
Can you give us just like a couple of years?
It's been a couple years already, Nick. All I'm asking is to plug in and burn the shop down.
I mean, I can't even phantom.
Phantom?
Maybe you should sleep on it.
Do you think I just made this up this morning?
But in the end, it's really not helping. That's just a Band-Aid over the solution.
Band-Aid over the solution. Do this. Don't be at the shop on Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Because I'm burning that down. If you don't do it, somebody else will.
No, I can't do it. And I'm sure the lady next door, she'll definitely call anyway.
But by that time, we're going to be burnt out and have water damage.
Oh, no. But, I mean,
we didn't have this conversation.
Like, yeah, but whatever you decide.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Do this. Repeat after me. Big, I swear I'll take this to the grave.
Big, I swear I will take this to the grave.
Big, I think you're a piece of shit for phone tapping me.
Oh, man, Big.
Man,
I'm about to mess this dude's beer up.
I'm glad you wasn't on some hole like, yeah, let's get it. I was ready to burn it up myself. Everybody say hello to Nick.
Hey!
Phone tap
Tabs on the Tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy Big Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. Neighborhood news, best fast food.
This is one of the debates that I think everyone can have. Everyone has. They have their go-to places, what they think is the best fast food place ever. Mm-hmm. And every year they do this survey. They conduct it all over the country to find America's favorite fast food place. And for a seventh year in a row, is the winner.
Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A,
man.
I had to throw that in there.
Hey, man, let me tell you, have you ever pulled up to a Chick-fil-A?
Honestly,
on a Sunday?
Yes.
I think everybody, you know, lot of people have pulled up, and then you're like, oh, especially early on, I was like, oh, okay, they're closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Or like sometimes I'd be like, oh, let's go. I'm going to pass by one because, you know, sometimes there weren't that many around.
Right, right.
And then I'd be like, oh, it's a Sunday though.
Now they're like liquor stores in the hood now.
Yeah.
They pop up everywhere, man.
Well, like I said, America decided for the seventh year in a row, Chick-fil-A has earned the top spot of America's favorite fast food place.
Fat food.
Yeah. Some things that you have to take into consideration to become the best one is cleanliness, mobile app reliability, quality, staff helpfulness. And I got to say, when I do go to a Chick-fil-A, they're very nice.
Yeah, man. And really they get you in and out quick. Like, my thing is, my kids like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never do the, man, I want to go to Chick-fil-A. Like, it's not my spot to go to.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Their mac and cheese is actually really good.
Oh, I wouldn't want
Not as good as yours.
I haven't even tried it, but now I will. I wouldn't want Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
Oh, it's good.
Really? No. Well, buy me some. Bring it in. Convince me. Yeah, come on. Prove me wrong. I don't think it's good. Prove me wrong.
The top fast food pizza place I thought of, Louie, for this one was Domino's.
Really?
I thought that was crazy when I saw that. Like, I'm not a Domino's guy.
Same here, dog.
Domino's is not my go-to pizza.
You know?
Maybe because it's
And
so
Neighborhood
cheap.
News is brought to you by Domino's. You know?
So KFC and also Starbucks were in the top five. Of
KFC?
Fast food places. Dude, they're biscuits.
Hey, man, I could do a KFC, like, wing crunchier.
Oh, my gosh. These are the size of, like, turkey, like, legs.
No,
bro.
Not KFC. Wow. That's churches.
Oh, church, too.
Yeah, you get a KFC wing, you're like, man, like, dip especially to the original recipe. Uh-huh. You're like, man.
Oh, really?
I like their mashed potatoes,
You need
too.
To send these to the gym or...
to the gym?
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah, well, that made me hungry.
You're very hungry. I want some mashed potatoes now.
There it is. Y'all do stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Yo, let's talk about the famous Fire Festival.
Yes, man.
About a week ago, we talked about this class action.
They haven't put this fire out yet.
Yeah. It's still burning, bro. About a month ago, there was this class action lawsuit that, you know, these 277 ticket holders actually won. So then they said, hey, these ticket holders are going to get a payout of $7,220, right?
Class action lawsuit involving Fire Festival reaching a settlement in 2017. Fire Festival was advertised as a luxury music festival on a remote island in the Bahamas. People spent thousands of dollars to get there, only to find themselves staying in tents and eating cheese sandwiches. Mm-hmm. A settlement that still needs approval would pay 277 attendees a total of $2 million. That comes out to roughly $7,200 each. A hearing on that settlement is scheduled for next month.
All righty. So what happened with the $7,000 each and what they got?
There's a new update, man. The bankruptcy trustee is saying that he only has collected $1.4 million to pay these 277 ticket holders, right? $1.1 million is going to go to attorneys and accountants.
Oh,
so these guys are going to be left.
That's why they do them.
Yeah.
That's why they do the class action lawsuit.
So they're saying that these people are going to be left with $280 per person if you do the math with the remaining amount of money that they're going to be able to distribute, bro.
$290. And you waited.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I see those class action lawsuits, man. Yeah. I'm like, stop it.
What am I going to get, $1 back?
And the attorneys were nowhere near the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were nowhere near Firefest, and
not
they about to get paid.
They about to get paid, bro. That is insane. The amount of the amount that it cost for tickets was the minimum was $1,200 just to get over there. Plus, you had to pay for your flights, the hotel, everything there. It went all the way up to $100,000 for the exclusive like rentals with the celebrities.
$280, man.
Swim with the pigs and
yeah,
with models.
There it is. That's why everything. Now, and you know now. people say, oh, I feel Firefest vibes. When you see a show, that's crazy. Now they have their own thing. Like, man, that's a Firefest.
You mentioned at the Olympics, right?
Yeah, Firefest. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What, we got new music?
From J. Cole.
J. Cole, hello. Woo!
Kinda-ish, J. Cole.
Kinda-ish, hello.
But it is new. It's not like a full new song, but we got a new verse from J. Cole, and this is the first time he's really dropped a new verse ever since he dropped the off-season, his album, and he jumped on his artist song, Boss, second person that ever got signed to Dreamville, and this also features little TJ called The Jackie.
Know a couple niggas had you. I ain't tripping, they go fucking with me. My niggas on your block, Aggie. But the bitch ain't let me nothing.
You see that drop top, stop playing with me. You see that drop top, stop playing with me.
I'm letting you know I gotta stay down on the road. I'm letting you know she got it locked down.
Hey man, auto-tune is going nowhere. Auto-tune is going nowhere, bro.
That is so true. Big, when it comes to auto-tune, was Future kind of like the first ones aside T-Pain. From T-Pain? And then after
T-Pain, I don't know who jumped in line.
Because yeah, I feel like
I remember Snoop did that sensual seduction because he didn't want to pay T-Pain. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just do it myself.
I remember that
song. So I don't know who jumped after.
Like, after T-Pain, I remember really when I was an intern.
But you know, to tell you the truth, I think when T-Pain first hit, and whoever came, I don't even think Future was on people's radar like that. Yeah, man, because when I'm Sprung hit, that was early T-Pain.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So who knows?
That is so cool, though, that T-Pain's had like this auto-tune and it comes and it's in a J. Cole song.
Man. Have you watched that, what's that pop thing?
This Is Pop,
This Is Pop, yeah. I don't know, he's carrying a heavy burden.
I know, it's so
yeah, man.
I actually started that show when I was on the Boys to Men episode and I was like, whoa.
I enjoyed it,
really
man.
Good.
Yeah. Really good. And this song, too, you guys, there's a video for this. There was pictures we saw like a few months ago, but now the video is out.
There
Jackie.
Is. All righty, y'all do stick around. Y'all radios, Big
Boys
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. All righty now.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Now, we all thought Drake liked basketball, but we kind of know now why he really likes basketball. Big, Drake was spotted on a date.
Yeah,
there's so many layers to this. Okay, Drake was spotted on a date in an empty Dodger Stadium.
Which is very player.
Oh my gosh. Like
this guy can have a Chick-fil-A open on a Sunday.
Seriously. The entire stadium is closed and he and his date are the only ones on the field.
Crazy.
On the field of Dodger Stadium in front of the Dodgers dugout. Him, his date, and one server. And the date, though, Big, this is huge news, is Amari Bailey's mom, Joanna Eldberg.
Yeah.
He is a basketball player at Sierra Canyon where LeBron James' son also plays. And we saw all those games that Drake and, like, Michael B. Jordan were going to when they were hanging out. She's fine, Big. Like, she is so beautiful.
A lot of curves.
She got a lot of curves.
So is Drake.
A lot of curves.
So is Drake?
No, I said, said her.
She is absolutely beautiful. And obviously, when the photos first came out when Drake was at Sierra Canyon, they were sitting right next to each other, and people couldn't stop talking about how beautiful she was. But it looks like Drake shot his shot, and he got the date, and he shut down a whole stadium for her.
How did they get the video of the pictures?
Okay, so a helicopter guy, Chris Christie, flew over from ABC, took the photo, and then posted up on his Twitter and was like, just flew over Dodger Stadium, caught two people having a cozy dinner, and then it turned out to be Drake and
he can't do anything.
Yeah. He can't do nothing.
Damn. I can't shut down Dodger Stadium.
That's so baller, though, bro.
Hey, man,
dude.
That had to look crazy to any pilot.
Yes.
Any pilot would have looked down like, what's going on down there?
I mean, like, I've heard that they've had parties like this, but I've never heard of anyone having a private date at... I work at Dodger Stadium, and I haven't... I'm kind of hurt that this didn't happen to me, but...
Date Drake.
I can't.
That
kinda look
is
like
crazy.
But I'm sure they had a beautiful... I love this.
Man.
This is dope.
I love it.
Get it, Drake.
I know Amari.
Yeah. Listen.
Good kid, man.
I'm going to need Drake to go back to Dodger Stadium also this weekend since I'm going to be there tomorrow. So come say hi to me.
Yeah. Go ahead now. A little after-game dinner probably out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man.
Fun.
I'll get my other guy, Robin, from Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum in Compton.
Yeah, okay. Man.
He always do flyovers over
there. Okay, nice.
Yeah, all righty. That's crazy, man.
There you go.
Celebrity hookup right there. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that?
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
What up, honey?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. In case you missed it, who we got?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg!
Big, one of the times we had Snoop in the neighborhood, you asked him, you're like, hey, it looks like you love being Snoop Dogg. Oh, do you?
I love Snoop Dogg. He hard. I like his flow. I like his style.
Do you ever go anywhere in the world, dog, where you're not recognized?
You know what? I went to the grocery store one time, right? And I almost made it out. And the dude that I was buying the meat from ran at the back and said, my goodness, you look like Snoop Dogg.
Do you know what part of the world you were in?
I was in the valley.
Oh, Thank you for listening. It is Japan the Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Snoop Dogg.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. It's about that time for your
Idiot Award.
Yeah. Luigi, we got an Idiot Award. Present, please.
Yes, and this one is to somebody who got caught red-handed, Big. I know we always talk about, you know, you can get caught on these ring cameras, cameras on the corner of a street. But nah, have you ever got caught on a camera in a car? I know a lot of people have dash cams, but those who don't know, Teslas have a thing called the Sentry Mode. And the Sentry Mode has cameras like around like where the rear view, is it the side mirrors? Damn, it has the side mirrors and the back. So these cameras pretty much start recording every time they sense somebody around the car. So this idiot decided, I don't know why he did this, because no one knows why, he decided to pull up next to this Tesla, get out like some kind of, I don't know, look like a knife or some kind of can opener, and start just scratching the hell out of this Tesla.
Man.
But you can see this guy open the door. You can see his face so clearly.
Hey, dude.
He has glasses.
It's just clearer than a show on NBC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, Elon Musk, I don't know if you got 4K, whatever. Whatever
you're using.
If that was my son, I'd be like, that's Jaden.
Yes, man. It's a video of him. It's a video of his car. I'm pretty sure when he drove off, they got the license plates. The guy's now going viral, so people are sharing this. I actually found out that there's like a whole community and a whole website of like people who own Teslas who put up these videos of capturing people vandalizing their vehicles.
Vettel has a Tesla. Yeah. I never knew that they had
really?
That feature.
Cool.
Yeah,
that
it downloads
really cool.
to the app, so it's called Sentry Mode. So next time you're thinking about even taking a leak next to a Tesla at a concert, be careful.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And don't tell everybody, like, yeah, man, I'm well endowed. Like, well, the video says a little something different. What?
You're dumb! You're stupid!
Take this can opener and scratch this car.
You're an idiot!
Like, hey, Mike, I saw a video. Were you at a... Did you scratch someone's car last night?
You idiot.
All righty, your Idiot Award, come pick it up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the 10's time. A little MC Rapper Do Dirty. A little pause and gives right now. This is the MC Rapper Do Dirty. Calls to make a reservation. All righty. A reservation for a rap listening party.
Oh, dope.
Let's go and get it to your phone tap right here. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
I'm trying to do a reservation for 40 people.
Okay.
I'm doing a listening party. Cool. I have a yes from Puff Diddy going to come down, Justin Timberland. My name is Luther Lufe, but my rap name is MC Do Dirty.
Okay.
Are you familiar with me? They play me on a radio station out here. I did a song called You Got Yours, I Got Mine. You ever heard that one?
I think so.
Yeah, that that's
well,
me.
That's okay.
I have a new album coming out. It's called Posi Gives.
Huh.
I'm giving you positive energy. And
well,
the only... Yes, tell me, it is about time for me to rhyme, for me to shine like Clementine. Pass me the microphone, let me kick some lyrics. Let the crowd go to a hysterics.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know what, ma'am? There's so many negative energies that we have out there that it's up to me and you to do our part from the heart. I already did it, but you need to start. If you haven't started already, your name ain't Betty. That's the way it is. I'm not confetti. I'm a whole solid piece of paper. Back in the days, I caught the vapors, but now I'm good and now I'm bold. Now I'm easing on down that yellow brick road.
That is wicked.
Thank you. Now, for 40 people, what could I get on that menu? What would you suggest? Because your frijoles over there is the bomb. because your beans are on the scene. That's the way it is. It's fat and lean at the same time. Make me salivate when you put those beans on my plate. I like that cheese that you put on top. That's the way it is, and I will not stop because I love your food, and I'm not rude. And if you know dude dirty, I'm a real cool dude. Rah!
Yeah, you do rock.
Thank you, and I'm going to send you a demo that I have with Shakara.
Okay, nice.
All righty. Before you get off the phone, let me hear you say ho. Let me hear you say ho.
Oh.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia up in here. Natalia, what you got?
Listen, Big, the next time you're going to a theme park, you might want to reconsider what you're going to wear because it could get you in trouble and maybe almost get you arrested. That's what happened to this mom when she was at Six Flags. This was in Oklahoma, and she was stopped by security because her shorts were too short. And this was a piece of the encounter.
Information so that I can continue to be disorderly. I am not asking
for information. That's assault, really?
I'm asking for information so that I can issue a criminal trespass.
They're saying her shorts are too small.
They're saying her shorts are too small. I like the narrator.
Yeah, right?
You know, just letting it be known, you know. Damn, her shorts were too small. So did you see them?
I did see them, but the photo that I
would have got on every ride she was getting on.
Hell yeah.
Was this some short shorts that you want to see, or was it somebody that you should be wearing?
According to Six Flags, they said that a significant amount of her butt cheeks were shown. So it was too much, and they do have a dress code as well. But, you know, she said that.
Because I've been to Magic Mountain here.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
No, you look crazy over there.
Well, she said that at first they were yelling at her because her daughter was, like, on her Heelys, and she thought that that's what they were going to get in trouble for.
But what's on her Heelys?
Heelys, you know, like the shoes that have
wheels. Oh, yeah, the little wheels under. Got it.
She said, but then they stopped her, and they were saying that her outfit wasn't appropriate for the park, and that she would, like, you heard the guy said that she was going to get threatened. They threatened her with criminal trespassing.
Yeah, damn.
She didn't want to, like, give up her ID, and she said that she was really scared.
Because at the beginning, you hear her say, hey, OnlyFans, I'm here at Six Flags. No, I'm just playing. She didn't say that.
And you know what? Like, I'm not going to lie. There was one time when I went to a theme park where there was a girl in front of me, and I was like, your whole butt is out.
Right.
Like, I totally get short shorts and maybe, like, a little bit of butt cheek, but, like, I'm talking butt was out. And I filmed it, and then I was going to post it online, and then I thought, no, I shouldn't body shame her. Like, just let her do her thing. But you know there's some, like, four-year-old walking behind her like, booty, booty.
Like, mom, look at that. Hey, man, but there is a lot of, like, if we would call it, like, public weirdness or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, I was at the mall, and it was this dude. He had this suit on, and he had this hat, and the hat, like, went over his head. Like, it looked like probably 3 feet.
Okay.
He had a hat, not the hat, but he had a hat that was high, and then he had a feather.
Oh.
That rolled. Were you with me, Jose? He had a feather that was like four. It looked. I took a picture with him.
I love it.
I got the picture in my phone somewhere.
The Mad Hatter?
But man, very mad. He was the maddest hatter. What's that public weirdness you've seen? It don't have to be clothing or whatever.
Yeah.
What's that public weirdness you have
stuff.
Seen? Y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What's that public weirdness you've seen? All right, I remember I saw this dude just walking a goat down the street. I was like, man, that's hell of a busy street, too, a boulevard.
That is so cool.
I was like, go ahead, man, little goat walking, huh?
Get
that's hell of a
it.
Business. You know what I'm saying? I'm cornering the market.
Yeah.
Let's bring Will into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Will. Will, hello.
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 How you doing, Big Boy?
I'm doing well, Will. Will, how you feel? What's that public weirdness you've seen?
Yeah, so it was years ago. I had this job. I was delivering auto parts. And there was this bus stop, and I look over to the right, and there was this really nerdy-looking, like, cholo-looking dude, just this really tiny little dude, and he was with his girl. She was a really big girl. And I look, and his hands were where they shouldn't be, and she was enjoying it.
Ooh.
And for the whole time I'm at the light, they're right there. It's the middle of the week, middle of the day, and they're right, you know, somehow the mood was flowing, and they went at it right there at the bus stop.
I heard that. Did you say he was a nerdy little cholo dude?
Yeah, because he was like this tiny little dude, because he was like 5'2", and then she's like right there, and then she's like, She wasn't even like all the way in it. She was looking at her newspaper, her phone, or something. Every once in a while,
all right.
You see her grip the bench like, ugh.
And
like,
all okay. right, that's enough for me. All right.
Wow.
Oh man. Yeah,
that's gotta be weird.
Hey man, but you see, Will, you stayed at the light and watched the whole thing, though. Huh? He was probably like, man, this light done changed real fast. The one day when I'm going to work, you know what I'm saying? He made it to work late because he kept circling around the block. I don't know what he said, nerdy little cholo. And he was like, she was a big girl. There it is right there, man. What's that public weirdness you've seen? Hit us up, Big Boys big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys big Neighborhood. Boy. What's that public weirdness you've mm-hmm. seen? Let's bring Ashley into the neighborhood. Ashley, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Ashley. Oh, Ashley, what's that public weirdness you've seen?
So it was about last week. I work at the mall, and I'm standing outside doing my job, and I see a couple, not too sure if they're married or not, but the lady had handcuffs around her and her man's wrist. They were cuffed together.
What the hell? That is weird.
Yeah.
Like, so they were just like hand in hand, like wrist to wrist?
Hand in hand, cut together.
What the hell was that?
And they tried to get in the middle.
Did they look like they were okay, or was she like blinking, or was one of them like?
Yeah.
Did one of them look like there was a problem going on, or did they look happy?
They didn't look happy at all because she was walking in front of them and she was pulling that, you know,
handcuff
as hard as she could.
Hey, Ashley, did you think to call the police?
You know, I didn't because there is cops there, and if they must have seen it, they must have just, you know, decided to mind their own business because
Amen.
She didn't look like a nice lady.
Hey, man, I love that Ashley didn't call the police, but she called us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, nah, Big, I don't be in other people's business. I don't be in people's business, Big, but wow. I did call you when I heard it. That public weirdness. That's crazy. Because, you know, even when I'm at the mall and I see, like, kids and the kids have, like, that leash on them, I look at that like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and I mean, hell, if it's going to save your kid and your kid running around, then understood. But if I would have saw some handcuffs, I would have really been like, dude, I've never seen that in my life.
That's strange.
Sounds like a fetish.
I did. I tried to give him a little wink if he needed help, but he didn't wink on me.
Yeah. So who do you think if you were to save someone, was it the guy or the girl?
Oh, I might have to save him.
Right.
I might have to, try to.
That's how it looked.
Move around her, though.
I heard that. All
Damn.
Right. Yeah, that is.
That's awkward, bro.
Hey, man, you notice no one in the room said me too or same here or I've seen that?
No
one was like, no. Oh, I've seen something
Never.
Like that. Wow. What's that public weirdness you've seen? Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Check this out.
Who that? Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. I'm not going to say the name, but here's what they do.
Salvadoran restaurant. It's my friend's family, so I'm definitely not going to say nothing.
Oh.
But when you eat pupusas, they bring you a bowl of something called curtido.
Yes.
It's some sort of lettuce, something that you put on the pupusas. People are picking it with their hands.
Yes.
So when people leave, you think they would throw it away. They go back in the back, mix it with a big pan that they have, mix it all together, and serve it right back out.
Oh, my gosh.
People are licking their fingers.
I know.
The pupusas, grabbing the curtido.
Hey, bro. I know. I do it myself. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. What's that public weirdness you've seen? Let's bring Mel into the neighborhood. Mel, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mel. What's that public weirdness you've seen, Mel?
I saw Rihanna's breast.
You saw Rihanna's breast?
Yeah.
Lucky
bad girl Riri.
Really? Now, how did that happen that you've seen Rihanna's breast?
In public.
Yes.
Back in 2006 when she was barely coming up. She was performing for, I don't know if you guys remember this program, back in the day for CDUSA where they perform like for live student audience and whatever. Hmm. So we were there for a fundraiser for my school to help the basketball team. So we were all there. Plain White Tees were there. Korn was there. And Rihanna was there. So she played her hit song SOS upon the replay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was wearing a little coat off shirt, you know, playing SOS. And when she did a turn, her breast came out. So we obviously saw, and me and my brother screamed out, oh my God, we see her. And then she just turns it around and just kept performing like nobody noticed anything.
I heard that.
Damn.
Yeah. Man.
Hey.
That's a hell of a taping to be at.
So early on. Now Rihanna, like, she don't care. But
yeah. Oh,
yeah, she don't care. But back then, it was 2006, and she was, like, barely coming on. And she was like, oh, my God. Like, you could tell her face was like, oh, my God. And she just kept going.
Hey, man, I love how 15 years later, you're still telling that story. Like, that was in your life. Like, she blew up, and you was like, yeah. They was like, man. And the Grammy goes to you, like, oh, I saw her breast. Yeah, 2006.
Every time there's something Rihanna happens.
Every time, like, hey, man, Fenty's, like, worth a billion, but I saw her breast in 2006.
Everybody's, you know, like, over here, like, well, yeah, I got her naked picture. Like, I saw her breast in person. We talking about.
I'm cool. I don't need no OnlyFans or nothing like that from Rihanna. I saw her breast in 2006. Yeah, we're like, hey, Rihanna, your breasts are showing. She didn't care.
You know? No.
So, Big, that's what I just wanted to call up and share that memory with you. You know what I'm saying?
I'll throw it back. It was actually around this time.
See, I told you. You know what I'm saying? So now we're coming up on the anniversary.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, girl, I remember you.
Yeah, it's the anniversary of Rihanna breasts popping out in front of male at an event. So, man, thank you for sharing that with us. And as we would like to say, lucky you.
Yes.
Lucky you.
There it is right there, man. What's that public weirdness you've seen? Hit us up, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boy Big Neighborhood, Boy. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Don't pay over $50 on a first date.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, that's coming from a former NFL player, Chad Ochocinco. Mm. So he loves being on Twitter, and I love reading just all his tweets. But, Big, somebody tweeted out, like, what's a normal amount to pay on a first date? And he, quote, retweeted and said, hey, anything over $50 is a red flag. Don't do it.
What can you do? I guess if you went to a movie...
That could be
$50 easy with getting in and concession.
Easy.
You know?
Like that's 30. Yeah, with everything.
And do you share a large popcorn on your first date? Mm-hmm. Or do I have to get like two smaller bags or do to get the big one and then dump it into, you know, the soda thing? Or I don't know.
That'd be a weird first date if you were like share that.
But even dinner, if you went $25 a person, that's not even like tip or.
Yeah, you got to think about tax.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that actually, like, at first when I saw this, you guys, I was like, okay, $50 is kind of reasonable, but I didn't think about all the stuff, like, oh, there's tax on it, there's the tip on it.
Man.
I was like, $12 for a drink, and then you get some food, and cool. But then, after
she's going to sit there and just watch her eat.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, like, $50 back in the days, though, would have been crazy.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't even fathom spending $50 on a date.
But now, like, even just gas itself costs so much, just to get to that date.
It's a different world now.
So, Big, I started thinking about this, and I was like, you know what? There are other red flags that come to me. Not the $50 one, but other red flags kind of like on a first date, if a guy is late, I'm like, ooh, that's somebody I don't.
It's or like, LA, though. Right. Sometimes traffic. You never know.
No, yeah, if you don't have like a good reason and you're late, that's kind of like a pet peeve because time is so important to me.
Man, my aunt died so many times that I can't even use that anymore.
What?
Oh my gosh, man. My aunt died.
No.
Yeah.
What about like being mean to your waitress or any of the employees?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, right?
I hate that, man. If you're like that, I don't even want to be around
you. Red
flag. Yeah, like that says so much about your personality. Or like if somebody's on their phone too much on a first date, I'm like, okay, you're on a date. Like, why are you on your phone? This makes no sense. Unless you're working, then I can be like, I understand. Right. I get that. But do you guys ever have any first date red flags?
If her teeth fall off?
Oh.
That's a red flag.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
If her teeth fall off?
Did that happen to you?
No, I'm just saying.
Louis' bar is really low.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe it did, guys.
You think his was low. All I needed was a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, what you seeing her? She alive. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
How far would you go to stop a little bad habit? Well, for this guy, I was in a little bad habit. It was pretty a bad habit. And I think a lot of people have this habit, and it is smoking, Big. When it comes to smoking, it's pretty, it's hard to quit.
Yeah.
That's why they have a lot of, you know, they have the nicotine patches, they have several gums, there's different things you can do to obviously stop smoking. But this guy, I think he took it to the extreme. This guy in Turkey, right? He's been smoking for over 20 years.
He needed to quit cold turkey.
Yep.
Isn't that where it came from? Yeah.
That's where they came from. He was smoking for more than 20 years. And after his dad passed away of lung cancer, he decided, hey, I need to stop smoking myself. So. The way to do it, what he did is he built this like helmet cage that he puts over his head that looks like a bird cage and has a little door that he locks with the key. And when he leaves the house, he leaves the key at home. So when he goes to work, he doesn't have that temptation. Oh, not the temptation, but he just literally cannot smoke a cigarette. Or a cigarette.
Like, can you light the cigarette? Blow it in my face. Blow it in my face, please.
I need it.
Yeah.
But it looks like it literally looks like a birdcage over his head.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I would say birdcage, circle birdcage. Yeah. He looked like a fishbowl, like a
wow.
And it has like little, you know, it's like it almost looked like he wearing a fence over his face. I don't know what it looked like. Yeah, man. I would ask how does he eat, but I guess he unlocks it and eats. And
yeah,
so if he can unlock it, he can unlock it yeah. and smoke a cigarette then.
Yeah, but that's kind
of... If you want to be real gangster, man, then give the key to your wife.
Good luck.
Yeah, you know?
That's a little extreme,
be like,
though.
Oh, I lost the key. Yep.
Playing oh, wow. with you, keeping yeah. it on. Like, when? You, yeah, it got to be uncomfortable. He definitely
wonder,
is the joke of the
when
town,
when do you
bro.
Get there? Like, do you... Did he try the gum? Did he try the patch? Did he try cold turkey? Uh-huh. You know, like, when do you say, man, I got to build a something around my head?
Yeah. Well, everything I'm doing is not working.
Yeah, man. All righty. For those weird. Out there, everything that you can do, if you do hit smoking was a bad habit, uh-huh. whatever it may be, man, what's your bad habit? I will help you out with it. Big Boys big Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis was speaking on a guy that's in Turkey. He yes. said, you know, he smokes cigarettes, bad habit for him. So he built like this helmet that he puts on his head that he locks so it'll stop him from smoking cigarettes because that's his bad habit.
It's a birdcage.
We say, you know, exactly. What's your bad habit? And maybe I can go ahead and help you out with yes. your bad habit. Let's bring Kevin into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Kevin. All righty now, Kevin, hello.
What's going on, Big?
Kevin, first off, your bad habit is not saying hello.
Yeah, yeah,
hello.
Hello there, woo! Kevin. All righty now, Kevin, what's your other bad habit?
All right, it's a little weird, but, you know, stick with me on this one.
I got you.
All right, so if you order KFC, you gotta be aware. So my go-to move is getting the chicken and getting the skins off and just making a little taco out of the skins with the coleslaw. Then hit it with the biscuit and hot sauce, and you got a little slider.
Okay, but what's your bad habit?
Weird.
I don't get it.
What is your bad habit? Because I'm going to tell you straight up, Kevin, that sounds delicious.
Why am I googling what time this KFC opened?
Yeah, and are you doing that with the original recipe?
Man, I
that sounds fabulous, Kevin. I can't help you here. Maybe you need to call Woody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do here. Like, that sounds fabulous. Can you tell our listeners one more time what is this great habit you have?
All right, so I just get the skins off the original recipe. I just get the skins only and put it back on the plate and just make a taco out of the skins with the coleslaw and then make a slider with the biscuit and hot sauce.
Man, wow. Let me tell you, bro.
It's a bad habit.
Hey, man, you're a blessing.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all heroes wear capes.
That is true, man. Kevin, I'm going to tell you straight up, bro. I can't help you here. And this isn't beyond me, beyond my pay grade. I just think that that's a great habit to have. And anybody that tell you anything different, you need to get them out your life, Kevin. Anyone that tells you anything different, though, they are a hater. They don't want to see you succeed. All right?
They don't, man.
And I don't know what to do. Maybe add a jalapeno to it. All right, in our Big Boys Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that?
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
I'm not going to say the name, but here's what they do.
So where I used to work at when I was 15, they would have us sell hot dogs that were green. All you had to do was cook them a little, fry them a little bit more, put a little bit of oil so it could blend in, and voila, there is your hot dog.
Were they green because they were old?
They had like, you know, like green little spots, like they were already old.
Oh.
In the freezer.
And you said that they would still have y'all cook those and serve those?
Yes, that's what happens when you work at a franchise.
Do they sell like chili burgers too?
They sell chili burgers.
Do they call them hot dogs or do they call them schnitzels?
Schnitzels.
Oh! Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Green schnitzels.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, now, what's your bad habit? Ooh. I'll help you with it. All righty, let's bring Roxanna into the neighborhood, see what's going on. Roxanna, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Roxanna. Roxanna, what is your bad habit?
I guess you could say it's a bad habit / toxic. I go on every day to my man's social media to see if any new girls have been added. If there has, I go check their social media to see who they are. Making sure he's not adding anybody he shouldn't be.
All righty now, Roxanna, how long have you been with this guy?
Well, I've known him since I was 16, but we just recently met back up So we've been together for 2 years.
All righty, 2 years. Why do you feel that it's necessary for you to check his social media every day and do this to yourself?
So there was a girl at work that I got him a job at that we both worked at. They kind of had an emotional affair, so I just make sure that she's not being added, and that's not going to happen.
So are you looking for her, or are you looking for other girls as well, or are you just looking for whatever comes?
Yeah, I'm just looking for whatever comes.
Roxanna, you owe yourself better than that. If you can't trust him, then you need to think about and reevaluate your relationship if you can't trust him. And then it's also not good for you to have to do this every day. So what I'm going to say for your bad habit, all righty, for today and the rest of the week, do not look at his social media, all righty? Okay. Challenge yourself. Do not look at his social media. And then if he's listening, he probably going to do the most wrong today because he'd be like, man, Big told him not to look. But no, Roxanna, it's not good for you, hon. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you want to build with this guy. Because it'll go from social media to let me see your phone, let me do this, let me do that. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it's a bad road that you're traveling down. So give yourself at least a couple days. It's going to be hard. You probably may start having shakes. You probably may start sweating late at night. Yeah. You're going to say, oh, my God, the social media is calling me, man. It's calling me. I wish I could quit you. But get through it, all right? You're going to get through the let me check his social media withdrawals, all righty?
Yes.
Okay.
All righty. Oh, so let's do this. Let's go till Sunday, the Lord's Day. Mm. All righty?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roxanna, I want to hear you say, I'm Roxanna and I can do this.
I'm Roxanna and I can do this.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
But I can do this.
But I will do this.
All right. Stoopy-doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Loopy-loo-loo-loo. There it is right there.
There you go.
You got it.
Another satisfied one. Yeah. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Celebrity Hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Celebrity Hookup, Natalia.
All right, a few nights ago, they were spotted having a cozy, intimate dinner. And Big, I cannot lie, I never thought I would hear the day when you, or hear the day, I would see the day when I would hear The Weeknd and Angelina Jolie. On
is
a
that,
date.
Is, come on, man.
See?
Man, you're probably writing something for a soundtrack to a movie.
Okay,
a,
so,
movie.
So part of me did think, okay, damn, Angelina Jolie, The Weeknd spotted out at this really romantic place in Santa Monica, California. They're having dinner. It's just them two. Maybe it's something with work. But listen, Angelina's got a busy life. She's got six kids to take care of. You really think that she's going to take some kind of like meeting where she's going to take time away from her kids at night or being with... No, I really actually think this might have been like either a blind date or some kind of setup to see. Like, I'm not saying that they're boyfriend and girlfriend right now, but I do think that this might have been a romantic date between The Weeknd and Angelina Jolie. And then the craziest part is the moment that this news comes out, what happens with The Weeknd's ex? Okay, for years, The Weeknd dated supermodel Bella Hadid, and they broke up about a year and a half ago. But again, they were together for a long time. And now all of a sudden, she posts up this photo on Instagram with this new guy kissing him. And she also says, happy, healthy, and loving life with this like caption of everything is great. Why all of a sudden, right now, just a couple days after your ex is spotted out with Angelina Jolie, you go up and post that?
Yeah, and my man probably walked away like, man, who was that I was kissing? <Yeah. laughs> She just called me over and was like, hey.
She pulled me in.
She was a hot chick.
I told her to tag me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I really do, like Bella, this is apparently a real relationship for Bella Hadid, but I do find it a little surprising that she, the first time she's posting up a photo of this guy to make it Instagram
I gotta
official.
Put something up.
Exactly. It's because, my ex
and
is out on the date.
With Angelina Jolie.
And he has like a bucket list, and he's like, you know
what?
I would love to hook up with Angelina Jolie.
I could see it too. I mean, Angelina Jolie,
how old is she?
She's about 45, I believe.
Okay, and how old is The Weeknd? A guesstimate.
He's
about
32, I think. Okay. I know that there's like about a 16-year age difference between them. So
I heard that.
Yeah, maybe just having a good time.
Was
you never
her pictures
know.
In color or black and white?
All right. 31 and 46.
Oh, okay.
31 and 46.
Yeah, they were everyone on a school campus together.
Yeah. No.
Well, me with my wife now. Yes. You know what I mean? There it is.
But hey, if they're getting it,
now,
get
are you
it.
Sure she dating or did she adopt them? You know, let me get the story clear. Let me get the story clear. Then we'll see. Y'all do stick around. Y'all radio Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed what we got.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, hello.
Big, she dropped her album, Planet Her, which we've been waiting for. And one song my friends and I are obsessed with is You Right, which features The Weeknd.
Right.
And Big, when she was in the neighborhood, you asked her, like, how did your relationship with The Weeknd come about? And do your videos have deeper meanings than we think?
My videos have meaning to them and pretty deep meanings. That, I mean, You Right is the deepest one because it's basically about how people deal with themselves and how their guilt and their turmoil and sorry.
How did the relationship with you and The Weeknd come together to record and collab?
He's a good friend of mine and he's like part of like my family, I feel like. And it's just, we met, I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but he is like the sweetest artist I have ever collaborated with. No shade to anybody else, but he is really like top notch, like the sweetest person and brilliant, and like very talented. And I was like, who would I be if I didn't get him on this song or another song that I actually had prepared for him? But I had him come into the studio and listen to some stuff. And then he jumped on You Right and nailed it in the first day.
Yeah, so the energies were in the same room when it comes to recording like that. Because, you know, right. Some people, Doja, they're like, oh, yeah, I sent it to him. Then he sent me back this hot verse. But
no, so he did send it. It was a send back, send to me, send to you thing. So I had him in the studio and he listened to it and he took it back to his studio with him. And I went home and then he texted it to me.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm. And there you have it.
The magic we have.
Yeah, man. I wonder if she knew that he was dating Angelina Jolie early. I wonder how long that's been going on.
Right?
You know I'm still shocked by that. I ain't going to lie to you. I know we had Doja Cat in case you missed it. Then I come out talking about Angelina Jolie. Which is very hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Which is very hip-hop. Believe that. But you can find that entire interview with Doja Cat in case you missed it at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Celebrity Scandal.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's all right, scandalous.
Celebrity Scandal. Louis G, what's happening?
Yo, NBA player James Harden and rapper Lil Baby, who are really, really good friends, were in Paris. For Fashion Week. There were some videos that had surfaced, and there was one video of them, like, walking towards, like, paparazzi, and they look so high and stoned and confused.
Yeah.
And then paparazzi was just taking pictures and saying, I love you, Lil Baby. And then, like, hours later, there's another video of them walking down the street with cops next to them.
Mm-hmm.
They got frisked by these cops and Little Baby got arrested for carrying drugs inside the vehicle he was with. Him and his bodyguard both got arrested. Man. And we're like, dude, you know, when you're in a different country, the weed laws and whatever
it is. Yeah, you gotta study what it is, man. And
narcotics.
There's no such thing called ignorance to the law.
Yeah,
know. Like, nah, you gotta know when you get here.
Well, we got some good news, man. Paris police have released rapper Lil Baby, bro.
Yeah, man.
Love it. And all they're doing is finding him for having some cannabis in his car. That's it, man.
I heard that. You gotta be careful over there.
Yeah, like, body.
Okay, so the black guy over there, huh? Oh, look at this hair. This is a little baby, huh? Oh, that's my doing a... That, and that's them strolling, you know?
Yeah. Hey. Down like, you know, he's on sand.
You got the weed? Yeah, I got the weed. It's in the car, man. You know, I got a new vehicle. Oh, stop right there. All right, there it is, man. If you guys weren't there, that was a little reenactment. You know what I'm saying?
That was really good.
Right. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, that was great acting right there, bro. I appreciate that. But hey, James Harden and them, there's also another picture because Kanye West is actually out there.
Man.
And there's a picture of Kanye West, Lil Baby sitting down. There's some lady, and then it's Kanye West. And Kanye West has this, whatever.
He's wearing
this, like new mask.
It's like a new mask that he's wearing, so he's completely covered. But the picture of them just leaning over and just being like, what the hell is he wearing?
Hey, man, the freeze frame picture.
Yeah.
It looked like, man, what the F is wrong with you,
man? Like, what's happening? Like,
man, they was probably like, man, sit her between us.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit next to this dude. All righty, well, celebrity scandal.
Lil Baby is free.
There it is. He even put it up. He said, I'm good. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Hello.
Hello there. Anonymous, what's that secret in the family?
My grandmother passed. When she passed, she wasn't a woman of much means. She didn't have a will or anything like that. A couple of weeks after, my aunt, who was the executive of the state, came to me and was like, she had a bank account for me. And there was a couple of grand in there. And so I got the money from it. I never told anybody in my family about it because I didn't want them to know that I was a favorite.
Right, right. Sorry for your loss, brother, but thank you for your call, my guy.
One last thing, big boy.
Always, go ahead.
I have been listening to you, man, since the 90s, since I was in high school, since back when you was doing the Fat 5 and 9 and all that. I love you forever, bro. Keep up the good work.
Man, I love you, my brother, and thank you for rocking with us many years. And as you say, you listen to us for many years. I talk to you for many, man. So it's a relationship, and I appreciate you, my brother, and God bless you, all right?
God bless all y'all.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy Big Neighborhood, Boy. Give it up for Ani! Okay. Ani is up in here. Click of the day, Ani.
Big, you got to make sure your TikTok game is on point.
On point.
Because you can land yourself a job like that or an internship.
Okay.
But Big Sean, he went on TikTok and he's like, I'm looking for interns right now because he's a creative, innovative director for the Detroit Pistons in his hometown. So he's like, hey, I need an intern. And the way I'm going to be doing this is finding them on TikTok.
Hey, Sean Don, and I'm looking for...
Hey, man, coming out of your energy...
Yeah.
Into his? Oh, my God.
I wish I could
Like, you made me want to sign up to be an intern. But I guess he'll stop
me. Hey, Sean Don, and I'm looking for a creative innovation intern to work with me and the Detroit Pistons. You know, we got the number one draft pick. I'm looking for someone that's passionate, someone that's about that basketball culture, somebody who knows music and lifestyle marketing. You can put your resume on TikTok right now. And again, I am looking. So if you know anybody, if it's you, come work with me and the Pistons. You know we got the number one draft pick.
Hey, Sean, it's Big Boy. Just wanted to see how do I go about or if I get any more information on how to become an intern. I'm energetic. People love being around me. They call me the life of the party. So let me know. I love the Pistons. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, dude, you're hired.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Can you imagine being at the game? All right, make some noise for the Pistons. Like, no, all right.
With Big, I felt the same way when I heard that. I was like, come on, Big Sean.
Yeah.
I love him, though. And Big, I think this is really cool because TikTok right now, they've launched this new program called TikTok Resumes. And basically, it's like what you would put on a regular resume, but you put that into a video like, hey, my name is Ani. These are my skill sets. This is what I love to do. Then you do hashtag TikTok Resumes and put your link to the video on their website.
Wow.
And this is for different jobs, too.
And that way, they could just cut you before they even call you.
Hell, you're
like, hey, I'm Kurt Ali. Oh, black guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Swipe right.
Oh, we're here. I'm so glad because with a name like Kurt Alexander, I didn't know if he was Caucasian or what. So, yeah, we're going to pass on that guy.
No.
But he's qualified. Oh, no.
No. But this is cool because now you get to kind of see the person like you're
saying. Right, exactly.
But, Big, when it does come to internships, like, I think interning is so cool because I started off in radio, like, interning for a whole year.
And look at, a whole year.
Yeah, I interned for a whole year. It was the coolest thing ever. I was like, can I go longer, please? Like, this
really?
Is so fun. Yeah.
Man, I would have taken you longer.
Yeah.
Because you weren't getting paid, right?
Not at all.
I would have gave you a 9-year internship. Yeah. I had a 21-year internship over my other place.
Oh, no.
All right.
But
I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Yo, they say that Cali weed is very good.
Man.
Yeah, but some people might be missing some in the next couple weeks, bro, because California just pretty much did the biggest illegal marijuana bust of all time. Yo, the amount of weed that they pretty much seize is $1 billion worth of marijuana.
Wait. $1 billion.
Yes. With a B?
With
billion.
A B.
Wow.
Man, let me tell you, man.
$1 billion.
L.A. Kush. Louis the 13th, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, I apologize.
Oh,
yeah.
Napalm and exhibit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're saying that it was 373,000 plants.
Oh my God.
That's insane, right?
Yeah, man.
They're saying 33,000 pounds of harvested marijuana plants.
Harvested, huh?
Harvested. Man, is that it?
Harvested? Yeah. Harvested?
Oh, man. That, and that's the cold piece about that, man. You know, is it being harvested weed. I wonder what B-Real and his company got to say about this with that harvested weed.
The question is, what are they going to do with that much weed?
Man, they're going to flip it and put it back out.
Are they
the going
to burn it like you see in like videos and other
countries?
I don't know
if Gavin Newsom, we behind, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're going to figure out a way to make that happen.
Yeah, they're trying to. Well, obviously, weed is legal in California and other states. Maybe they'll just start
you
selling it to other
Gavin
states.
You can't tell me Gavin Newsom don't roll up.
Hell no.
He always sounds like he got to clear his throat. Oh, let me clear my throat.
They're saying that these I guess, farms were pretty much kind of related to the cartels now.
Oh, man. And Alex, I don't even do stories like this.
And Alex Villanueva came out and said, this is going to send them a clear message.
Yeah,
and
right.
I said, I would not say that, bro.
Yeah, seriously.
What are you doing?
We're not doing Alex up here anytime soon, right, Jason? Okay. All right.
Are we not watching Narcos on Netflix? Come on,
bro. Oh, my gosh, man.
Check on that.
Yeah, this was in Antelope Valley, and they're saying there's a lot of weed growers out there right now.
Hey, man, it's going to affect a lot of dispensaries and everything, man. Yeah. There's no way that the business can't be hit.
Yeah man. They said 131 arrests. Like, it was a 10-day operation. Like, man, this is the biggest bust in California, man. Worth $1 billion.
Somebody was like, man, this is going to turn my whole life around.
Yeah.
Not thinking
right?
It was going to turn it around because you're going to jail.
Yeah,
y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. Don't tell Mom Louie G up
in
here.
Oh, my gosh. They are saying that new research has found out that there has been a jump in sales for erectile dysfunction pills during the pandemic, man. Experts are saying that because everybody was mostly at home, there has been a lot of spontaneous sex happening. Guys want to always be ready whenever it's time to get down. I did try half a pill one time.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, and it totally failed because I tried
really?
It. And I thought it was going to be like an instant okay, and then the girl came over, and then it happened, and then after that, I just had...
Oh, just stayed around?
Yeah, pretty much stuck.
What else y'all got here, man?
I didn't even wait till it, like, took effect, and then I was done, and we were just like,
I love how you say you took it once, and it was half of one.
I
did try half a pill one time.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
I did try half a pill one time.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. We appreciate having you up in the neighborhood, man. We're talking about that $1 billion weed bust.
Oh, wow. My
yeah, man. California and surrounding areas are really going to feel that. $1 billion weed bust?
Yeah, dog.
That's one of those things where somebody would have said, hey, man, you know, you put such and such in. Another person would be like, man, I'll take that.
You can flip it like 1 month.
That's going to move. Uh-huh. That's going to move. And it's going to be the guys that you said that was like the ones that do the trimming.
Yeah, just the trimming.
They're going to be the ones that get the hard time.
Yeah.
The other guys were nowhere around it. But they said they arrested over
131 people arrested. They even like, they said they rescued like over like 80 animals. And I was like, 80 animals? Like, what were they doing? Did they put like animals to work? Or
and I wonder if they were treating the dogs well.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, maybe guard like, dogs or something like
that.
Probably
like, damn, man, I really like them. Man, we could roam around that mountain.
They were cool with that.
Yeah, like now I'm in a little cage or a kennel. Like,
what's
going
on?
And you be talking to the other dog. Oh, you here too? Okay, because I was looking for you, man. Man, yeah, we here.
What strain you got over there? Yeah.
What's going to happen to us? Okay. Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, you seen Bobby? No? Okay, I really like him, man. He always gave me extra meat. Believe that. And in case you missed it, Doja Cat in the Neighborhood. And you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. And remember, man, as far as when we gave out that idiot award with the Tesla having those side cameras and all that, someone is always watching.
Always watching, man.
Always.
And it starts off with saying, oh, you know, we're going to put this on your block. I'll put this in your area for security. Yeah, we need security. Mm-hmm. That camera right there, that's a security cam.
Can't do nothing.
Now
you can't do nothing, man. You know, I looked at some shorts on Instagram and the algorithm and all.
Oh,
what
my
you
God. I hate
dude, I get so many things popping up now.
Really?
Now the shorts
I'm
are going to be
on my
I'm
wearing the
Instagram.
Shorts now. Like, I got them. Like, Instagram, you don't know the stop that I bought them.
That's true, yeah.
Like, right? I bought them. I'm good.
I don't need to see
it
no more.
Man, but thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Do continue to take care of you, take care of your family, take care of your loved ones, take care of your neighbors, and also take care of and be kind to strangers and record everything. All righty, there it is. Thank you guys for being in the neighborhood. We are Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.